Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Challenge of Life by Charles Forrest Moore, published in 1925. The most profitable experiences of my life have seldom been of my own choosing. They have come to me unbidden, and oftentimes unannounced. Many of them, indeed, I would have avoided if any way of escape had been open. And moreover, I believe that most men and women who speak the truth would, if called upon, say the same thing. Most of us begin adulthood with more or less a planned course we want to pursue. But if we aim to be the architect of our own fortune, we are ordinarily obliged to revise our plans so often and so radically that sooner or later the original blueprints must be discarded altogether. Building a career is not unlike building a house. The changes required to correct mistakes in design and the additional cost of providing the essentials overlooked in the beginning usually result in the completion of a structure less magnificent than we had planned, but far more expensive. The person who succeeds in their undertakings, or who accomplishes anything particularly noteworthy, wants you to believe that they are solely responsible for what they have done. But when the outcome is disappointing, they assure you the failure is due entirely to things over which they had no control. Of course, we are all misled at times by advisors whose enthusiasm surpasses their wisdom, yet I must frankly confess that most of my own misplaced confidence has been my own fault. Yes, once in a while I have gone wrong by following the directions of another, but the biggest blunders of my career have been conceived and executed without any assistance. Foresight is to be commended, but it does not follow that every woman and man who carries a lantern and looks ahead is hunting for an opportunity to render helpful service. Some who stand upon the shore and gaze out upon the troubled waters are not engaged in the merciful task of rescuing the shipwrecked. The old pioneer caravans that ventured across the wide stretch of trackless plains were attended not only by faithful guides, but likewise by hungry coyotes and impatient vultures. The deep interest people take in the untried future is not in every case inspired by a sincere yearning to make the best of life. Too often I fear we map out the course of our journeying like a lazy bicyclist, not aiming so much at the directness of the route, but rather the best way to avoid big hills. More than once I have wasted my time in a long and circuitous detour, for no better reason than I lacked the courage to climb straight up the rugged incline ahead. The crookedness of our paths are frequently due to the attempts we make to avoid hardship. But no one who habitually dodges difficulties can hope to leave a straight trail behind them. It is just as true also that this disposition to find the easiest way may at times lead us to assume needless risk and invite possible disaster. I recall an instance of that kind when, years ago, I came near losing my life by crossing a frozen river on thin and doubtful ice, just to save walking a half a mile, to a point where the river was spanned by a perfectly safe bridge. Unfortunately, the ways of humanity are often devious. Not only are we led astray by our inherent frailties, but we are likewise frequently betrayed into stepping aside from the better way by the nobler impulses and passions of the soul, those to which we look for our ultimate redemption. Beauty may entice us into places of danger, and love may lure us into the embrace of death. In pursuit of the sweet-voiced bird, or in the quest of the unfolding flowers of the springtime, the child may forsake the shelter of its own home and the tender care of its own mother, to wander on, until it loses itself in the solitude of the wilderness, utterly unable to retrace its steps through the density and darkness. So too women and men, forgetting for the moment their own safety, may be urged into forbidden ways by the very affections that were intended to guide them aright. After all, it matters not with what sincerity of purpose, or with what untiring energy, one may strive to conform to a well-defined scheme of life. The coveted goal is by no means sure of attainment. More often than otherwise, we disembark in some port, far distant from that for which we set sail, and situated perhaps upon the hidden shore of an uncharted sea. And this wide departure from the course we meant to pursue is not always entirely our own fault. Fierce winds and unconquerable tides, against which none can prevail, may turn us off the course. Robert Burns was but voicing the experience of the ages when he wrote the often repeated lines, "The best laid schemes of mice and men often go awry." When I look back over the years of my eventful, if yet unprofitable life, I believe that not a single day nor hour of it has been lived in strict accordance with my original intent. I have not only been surprised by the repeated changes in my plans, but I have been startled as well by the swiftness and completeness of their reversals. It has been the exception, rather than the rule, when I actually have been able to accomplish the things I set out to do, and at the time and in the manner I meant to. It has been my desire to peer as steadily into the future, perhaps as most people do. Yet I speak the truth when I tell you that the straggling footprints I have left behind me might as readily have been by someone who is utterly blind and altogether lacking in a sense of direction. There appears to be an aimlessness and uncertainty in their planting, and a manifest want of coordination, which completely bewilders me. In spite of all the definiteness with which I have charted the path I meant to pursue, I rarely found myself in it, and then only crossing it from one side to the other. More and more I am convinced that the shifting of direction, so commonly observed in the course of human endeavor, is not always due to an instability of aim. The target itself may not be firmly placed. I remember my father illustrating this by a story which he told when I was young. We stood at the end of a cornfield, gazing admiringly at a long straight furrow he had just plowed across the field. Explaining the secret of the achievement, he told me it was his practice to never look down when engaged in this work, but to keep his eye fixed steadily upon some object at the far end of the field. Then he told me that, even in this, caution must be exercised, for he had heard of a boy who wandered all over the field with his plow, because the object he had chosen to keep him straight proved to be a grazing cow. In this case, the correctness of his aim led him astray. This little incident serves to demonstrate the importance of not only following the direction of the compass, but also of being sure it is set by the fixed stars. It likewise teaches the necessity for maintaining a proper location and habitual steadfastness in our own lives. for someone else who believes in us may be steering with hope and confidence directly toward us. When I consider the deep-seated inclination of the human heart to penetrate the regions of the unknown and to explore the mysteries of the forbidden, remembering too the countless diverging paths with their misleading signboards and tempting promises of thrilling adventure, I am surprised not so much by the great number who deliberately or innocently go astray, as I am by the many who steadfastly pursue the better way to the very end. You and I can but honor their courage and perseverance. Let our own faces be set in the direction of their going. And even if our progress is made with weariness and delay, even if playing directly and easily over the fairway, we find ourselves, like the unskilled golfer, plodding painfully through the rough, digging out of traps and struggling over hazards, so that when we finally reach the green, it is the triumph of endurance rather than of art. Let the small measure of success we have been able to achieve beget within us a sense of gratitude to those who went before, who showed us the way.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.